Hi there, good morning. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Nikhil Agarwal. Let's start with the headlines first. Centrum may pick up stake in Vodafone Idea to allay investor fears. Blackstone in talks to buy Visa firm VFS Global. Apple unveils iPhone 13, adds new features to iPads. Food delivery apps may face GST. Now let me give you a quick glance on the state of the markets. The Lal Street is likely to have a positive start this morning. Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange traded 40 points higher at 820 hours. Asian markets opened lower on Wednesday as investors sought to lock in profits after recent rallies, with falls on Wall Street also weighing on the market. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan was down by 0.69%. Elsewhere, the yield on 10-year treasuries was at 1.29%. The dollar drifted within recent ranges against major peers on Wednesday after softer-than-expected U.S. inflation raised doubts about a taper of Federal Reserve stimulus this year. The dollar index stood at 92.632, little changed from Tuesday. Oil prices climbed on Wednesday after industry data showed a larger-than-expected drawdown in crude oil stocks in the United States and on expectations that demand will recover as vaccine rollout widens. Brent crude oil rose 39 cents or 0.5% to $73.99 a barrel. That said, here's what is making news. The government is open to picking up a token stake in Vodafone Idea by converting a part of the dues the company owes as part of the center's efforts to instill confidence in investors about the future of the loss-making telco, ET reported. The government may also keep the option of converting more of those dues into equity after 4 years, subject to conditions. The quantum of the token stake and whether it would be in the form of equity shares or any other instrument is yet to be decided. The idea is to allay investor concerns and help the company raise funds in order to improve operations. The stock of Bharat Electronics, a supplier of electronic machinery to the defense forces, has gained 25% over the past 3 months. The momentum is likely to sustain since the size of the executable order book for the current fiscal year, as mentioned in the company's latest annual report, exceeds its revenue guidance. This may result in an earnings upgrade driven by superior revenue growth. At Tuesday's closing price of ₹202.5 on the BSE, the stock was traded at 19 times 1 year forward earnings, which was a 26% premium to the long-term average valuation. It may sustain given the prospects of better executions at a higher margin amid lower working capital requirements. Fund managers have shown high conviction in IPOs during August. They subscribe to the issues of Chemplast, Sanmar, Novoco, Vistas, Devyani International, Cartrade Tech and Krishna Diagnostics, as many of these companies have unique business models and leadership positions within their industries. Leading fund houses have followed a bottom-up approach while picking stocks amid concerns over high valuations. The fund houses also increased exposure to well-placed companies in healthcare, chemicals, and telecom sectors where valuations are lower than the broader market. Max Healthcare Institute, Bharti Airtel, and Escorts are some of the picks during the month. Lastly, the country's largest lender, SBI, has blocked the receipt of funds by crypto bosses on its UPI platform. The bank has told payment processors to disable SBI UPI for crypto merchants, according to sources in the payment industry. With this, traders cannot buy Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency by transferring funds via UPI, as none of the processors which handle funds for exchanges will be unable to receive money sent for crypto purchases on their SBI accounts. In the past 6 months, several banks have clamped down on fund transfers linked to crypto trades. Now before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Renowned investor Rakesh Jhunjhunwala's Rare Enterprises has bought shares of Z Entertainment Enterprises through a bulk deal on NSE. Reliance Infra will receive ₹7,100 crore from DMRC after recent Supreme Court judgment. The payment from DMRC will be utilized for debt repayment, and the company, which has a standalone debt of ₹3,808 crore, will become debt-free. HCL Technologies said it has signed a pact with South Korean software company Hancom Incorporated to share advanced software technology solutions and establish a mutual bridgehead for overseas expansion. Sri Siemens will invest ₹4,750 crore on three projects, including ₹3,500 crore to set up an integrated cement plant at Nawalgarh Tehsil of the state. Do also check out over 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing.